USA Radio News.
I'm Brandon Gunther. President Biden visited Philadelphia on Friday to stump for his newly proposed infrastructure bill. He spoke at the 30th Street Amtrak station, celebrating the 50th year of service. Amtrak said after Biden announced the plan that the corporation would upgrade and expand service, including adding 30 new routes and adding trains on 20 existing routes across the U.S. by 2035. This morning, North Korea warned the United States will face, quote, a very grave situation because President Joe Biden, quote, made a big blunder in his recent speech by maintaining North Korea is a security threat and revealing his intention to maintain a hostile policy against it. Last week, Biden made his first address to Congress, during which he called North Korea and Iran's nuclear programs serious threats to American and world security, promising to work with allies to address those problems through diplomacy and stern deterrence. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals, bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit assetstrategies.com.
The Army is severely punishing leaders at Fort Hood after an investigation shows massive failures in investigating the death of Specialist Vanessa Guillen. USA's Wendy King reports.
The Army says it's disciplined 21 officers and non-commissioned soldiers, including the firing of 8 commanders after the death of Vanessa Guillen. She was killed in Fort Hood, Texas last year. They did acknowledge she was being sexually harassed. Federal investigators say that Guillen was working at an armory last April when Specialist Aaron Robinson, who actually wasn't sexually harassing her, beat her to death. He is believed to have later dismembered and burned her remains. They were found 2 months after she died. The investigation also found a series of missteps that allowed Robinson to escape. When he was confronted by police after her remains were found, he shot himself. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Find us on the web at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A University of Houston linebacker is 2021's Mr. Irrelevant. USA's Dan Naraki has more.
The NFL held this year's draft in Cleveland this weekend, and while all the bright lights were shined on the stars picked Thursday in the first round, one player joined a select club on Saturday at the very end of the draft. Tampa Bay selected University of Houston linebacker Grant Stewart with the 259th and final pick, making him 2021's Mr. Irrelevant. Stewart notched a team-high 61 tackles in 2020, his senior season. The title of Mr. Irrelevant is a tongue-in-cheek crown first coined in 1976. The most well-known Mr. Irrelevant is also a Tampa Bay Buccaneer. Kicker Ryan Succop was drafted 256th in 2009 by the Kansas City Chiefs. In 2021, he became the first Mr. Irrelevant to win a Super Bowl after joining the Bucs before the start of the 2020 season. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Susan Wright, the wife of late Republican Representative Ron Wright, advanced Saturday in a runoff election for Texas's 6th congressional district. The district, which covers some southeastern parts of Fort Worth, is seen as the country's first competitive contest since President Biden took office. Former President Trump has voiced support of Wright. In 2020, he carried the district by 3 points. In 2016, he won by 12. The runoff will be a race between the two top candidates from the special election. Wright will be up against Republican State Representative Jake Elizy, who gained 14.2% of the vote. Find us on the web at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Brandon Gunzel.